Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bab ru'ya umma yata'allaqu biha. This is the chapter on dreams and related matters. Qala Allah Ta'ala wa min ayatihi manamukum bil layli wan nahar. Allah Ta'ala says amongst his signs showing that he is the supreme controller of the entire universe, he is one, Allah has no partners, showing the qudrat, the proofs of his oneness. Allah Ta'ala says among those signs is manamukum bil layli wan nahar, that Allah has created for you sleep by night and by day. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us the opportunity and the ability to rest. Some people rest at night, most of the people sleep at night. There are people who are doing night duty, so they will sleep during the day. So amongst his signs is your sleep by night and by day. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لم يبقى من النبوة إلا المبشرات قالوا وما المبشرات قال الرؤيا الصالحة رواه البخاري. So obviously when a person is sleeping, then he sees dreams. In this hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that nothing is left of نبوة except glad tidings. Remember, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamun Nabiyin. It's a seal of prophethood. There is no Nabi to come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regardless of whoever can make a claim. He is a false Nabi. He is not true, whoever claims to be a Nabi after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Nubuwat is complete. And this hadith is لم يبقى من النبوة, but from Nubuwa, from prophethood, nothing remains besides mubashirat. Mubashirat means glad tidings. Sahaba asked, "Wamal mubashirat? What is meant by glad tidings?" Rasulullah said, "Ru'ya as-saliha, a true dream, a true dream." So we have to understand that a Nabi of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, when he sees a dream, Anbiya's messengers, when they see a dream, those dreams are true. They are being commanded by Allah Taala many times via a dream, like how we saw the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. He sees a dream that he's slaughtering Ismail alayhi salatu salam. There's a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it came via a dream. So the dream of messengers, there is no doubt regarding these being dreams being true. But then we have the rest of people. We get pious people, pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally, their dreams are also true. And then we get the dreams of the normal common people like us. So sometimes there is some truth in the dream and sometimes the dreams are false. It's just a medley of dreams, things that we sleep thinking of at night, the last thing. Those things come out in the form of a dream, or the things that have been worrying us all the last few days or the last few hours before sleeping. But however, in this hadith we understand that there is a ru'ya as-saliha, there is something as called a true dream. So when a believer sees a dream, sometimes it is a nightmare. So it's a frightening dream. Inshallah, we'll explain what to do when a person sees a nightmare. But this particular hadith, what is meant is, wahi is complete, there is no Nabi to come down, divine revelation has come to an end. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when any matter occurred, Allah will send down some wahi, some verses indicating some command, some guidelines, some guidance regarding the matter. And many times Allah would provide the ummah with knowledge of future events. So wahi has been completed. However, we find in our times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via a dream, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives many people support, or Allah motivates, or Allah encourages a person when he adopts something good. Sometimes a person has changed his entire life. Now he's frequenting the masjid. He's becoming close to the masjid. Or he's doing the work of tabligh, da'wah to tabligh. Or he's associated himself with some pious person. Now he is moving towards the right direction. In order to encourage him more in this path, which is the correct path that he's adopted, Allah makes him see some dream, some good dream, in which he is now being indicated that the work that you are doing is very good. So perhaps he's in the masjid, and this is a very beautiful dream regarding the masjid. So Allah is motivating him. Allah is giving him glad tidings that what you have adopted now, you must continue. This is ulama say, comes for ta'yid, to strengthen him. So this is what dream is all about, ru'ya as-saliha. It is a mubashirat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, encouraging a person towards doing good, preventing him from evil. Sometimes a person sees some dream, Allah is indicating to him that this particular thing you're doing is not liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should refrain from it. However, very important, no ruling of sharia can be established via a dream. So if I see a dream, a very pious dream, it doesn't make me pious. It doesn't give me any command in the dream now that I have to now enact that command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we are not messengers. Messengers, their dreams were true. They were commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to carry out various injunctions. However, you and I, the good dream we see, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is just to motivate and encourage us to go forward. It is not a hujjah, it is not a ruling, it is not a proof from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on anything. For us, we look at Quran, Sunnah, Ijma, Qiyas, we look at what the ulama explain to us. This is Sharia, this is where we get our guidance, not from dreams that we see a dream, and now we take this as a proof against some person or in our favor. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.